Hello, writers. It's Laura Purdy Salas here, and it is September 28th, 2018, and this is my weekly roundup as a working children's writer. So this week has been kind of bananas, very busy, and I'm going to try to organize my roundup a little differently. I'm going to start with books that are already out. So the one thing that happened with a book that's already out is that I got Turkish editions of my three Can Be books. So A Leaf Can Be, Water Can Be, and A Rock Can Be were published in Turkey recently, and I got a couple of copies of each title. So that's always amazing to find out that kids around the world, somewhere else in the world, not all over the world, but somewhere else in the world are actually reading a book I wrote. So, other things, books that are in the pipeline. So these are updates on books that have been acquired by publishers but haven't come out yet. So Zap is a picture book that was acquired by a company. It's rhyming nonfiction, and the offer is still out with the illustrator. So I haven't heard yet whether that illustrator has said yes or no. Then on the second title that same company acquired, which I've been calling Magic, I got my offer memo earlier this week, and I contacted my literary attorney. And she looked it over. There was just one thing that they hadn't matched the previous contract on. So she talked with them about them and about that issue. And now it's, you know, going to contract. So the next step should be I will get an actual contract to sign. The only real difference, the royalties are the same. The advance is the same as that first book that they just acquired earlier this year. But what they did do was lower the number for the escalation clause. So if you're not familiar with an escalation clause, all that is in a contract, it will often say something like, if this book sells 50,000 copies, then your royalty rate goes up. Basically, it rewards the author, and I assume the illustrator as well on picture books, for having a really great selling book. So in my first contract on Zap, the escalation number was 35,000. So if it sold 35,000 copies, then after that, starting with 35,001, my royalty rate would go up a little bit. On this second title, Magic, they lowered that escalation number to 25,000. If it sells 25,000, then starting with 25,001, my royalty rate goes up a little bit. I have never had a picture book sell 25,000 copies, at least not one that I got royalties on. So, you know, it probably won't ever come into play, but it is nice to know. And extra good news, this publisher floated the idea of a third title, and it's a topic that I'm really interested in. So it would be a companion book to these first two. So we'll see. I've got my brain a-working on that topic, and I'm kind of swamped at the moment, so it'll probably be a while before I get around to trying to write. But I'm going to be thinking about it and start doing some preliminary research. Also, Winter, which is a title coming out next Fall from Millbrook, I did respond to the title sketches. So they had sent me four or five title sketches that the illustrator had turned in to the publisher, and I got to give feedback to the editor on which ones I thought worked well or didn't work and why. And so that always goes through the editor, though. I don't speak, you know, with the illustrator directly. Also, we did a little bit of brainstorming of subtitles. The marketing department at different publishers often weighs in on titles. At some publishers, the marketing department has the final say on titles and subtitles, at many publishers, actually, I think. And so we ended up getting the original subtitle we wanted approved, but there had been some question about, does it reflect enough what the book is about? And we talked back and forth just a little bit, and marketing, you know, came on board and agreed that it did. So I was happy about that. All right, projects that are not in the pipeline, are not published, and aren't even submitted yet. The collaboration, the poetry collaboration that I'm working on, I did four, maybe five, new first drafts of poems. So that feels exciting, just to be generating some material. For submissions, all I did this week was some follow-up emails. I think I sent maybe five or six follow-up emails yesterday. I can't believe it's almost the end of the month. I mean, this is the last official work day of the month. So I was looking at my, you know, to-do list for the month going, oh no, look at what I haven't gotten done. So I did do some follow-ups yesterday or the day before, just so I could cross them off, basically, and say, yes, I accomplished that. Speaking, oh boy, over the past 2 weeks, I did three story times, all within the same library region. And they were a challenge, as story times always are to me, because you never know who's going to show up and what the age will be. So I will just share that of the three, one was well attended, and I had, 20 or 25 kids and parents, and it was awesome. And the kids were engaged, and it was very interactive, and it was just great. The two this week, though, it was very small crowds, like four or five kids. And so that's a little more awkward. It's just harder work. And one group was particularly shy. So I just felt like I was making a fool out of myself, you know, doing half the stuff by myself, swooping around like a bat and all this interactive stuff that, you know, that I had planned for these preschoolers. But some of them were very responsive. But then I happened to get a small group that just really wanted to stay by their mom or dad. I really worked for that. I meant to look up to see how many hours I put into that for the pay I got, and I forgot to do that before this. So I will try to remember to do that and share that with you next week. Lyrical Language Lab, the course I am co-teaching online, has been going great. Some technical challenges, but overall, it's going awesome. I did end up working some last weekend on the course, and I try not to work weekends, but Mondays are one of the feedback days, and I discovered, you know, I needed to do some prep work last weekend. So NCTE, I created the front of a postcard, a giveaway postcard that I'm going to do for NCTE that's going to have a poem and image on the front, and then the back will have my NCTE schedule, and I think my spring 2019 books and book covers. And so that's going to be a general piece that I hope to give to everybody I run into at NCTE and at each of my sessions. Let's see, career stuff. Okay, I think I forgot to mention last week that I went to Kidlit Drinks Night last week, not this past week. And I'm an introvert, and even though I love the children's writers who I know, those kind of gatherings, if it's not a gathering where I've set up with friends, hey, let's meet at this conference and get together and, you know, have dinner and chat, I'm very comfortable in that kind of situation. But the drinks night kind of situation, oh, it's so stressful for me. So I went, I survived, I'm glad I went, I am trying to get more involved. Also, last weekend was the local SCBWI conference, and I am sad to say that I skipped it this year. I just couldn't justify putting the money toward it. It was, I think, around $300, and I have spent more, I think I've spent double what my new writing setup budget was for moving into the house. with my treadmill desk and everything. And so I just didn't have the discretionary money to put toward a conference. I did approach Red Balloon, a local indie children's bookshop that is wonderful, about maybe going in to sign pre-ordered copies of my spring books. So I'm going to now need to talk with them in person, which also is very intimidating, about setting that up. I have thought about doing that before, but really then I just think, and if nobody orders them, how embarrassing. So I'm working on getting out there. I got a royalty statement this morning by email from Learner, and I was all excited because I thought, oh good, all my books. But the royalty statement was just for Meet My Family. And the reason for that is all my other books with Learner, Millbrook/Learner, were sold through an agent. And so those royalty statements, the royalty statement for all those titles, goes to my former literary agency first. And then they check it all over, they get the payment, they take out their 15%, and then they forward me the statement and the check for the difference. So I don't have my royalty statement for most of my books. I got my Meet My Family royalty statement, and that book published March 1st, and this royalty statement goes through June 30th. So March, April, May, June. So in 4 months, Meet My Family earned about half of its advance back. So what that means is this. I received a $4,000 advance for that title. And the copies that were sold, let me see. I don't have a number even, do I? The copies that were sold, which was about 5,000 copies, between 4,000 and 5,000, depending on net or gross and such. And that equaled about $2,000 in royalties for me. So that means I still have to sell enough copies to earn another $2,000 before I will start getting any more money from that book. If you're curious about how royalties work, you might want to, if you're on Facebook, in the search box, search for Writing for Children. And one of your results should be a group that says Writing for Children, : a community for kid lit writers. That is a group that I founded on Facebook. It's free, and there are a lot of members, and we ask questions and share stories. And in there, I have shared several videos explaining how royalties work, and maybe even sharing a royalty statement or something. So if you want to learn more about royalties, and even if you don't, of course, we would welcome you to join the Writing for Children group. It's a really nice, supportive group. Also, my book, Making a Living Writing Books for Kids, goes into royalties and kind of explains how the whole thing works. So I received the statement for Meet My Family. If it had earned out and I was earning royalties on it, I would get those royalties deposited directly into my bank account. Because it hasn't earned out, all I get is the statement. So maybe next year. And that is pretty much everything. The last thing is just I mentioned how crazy busy it is. And I am feeling the need for several large spaces of empty time, which probably aren't going to happen anytime soon. But there are three particular areas that I really want to spend some time thinking about. The first one is figuring out my marketing materials for my spring books and for NCTE. So I need to do that very soon. The second big area is figuring out how and where I want to share content for children's writers. I have the Mentors for Rent website, which is where I blog for children's writers, but not that often. I share a lot in that Writing for Children Facebook group. And I don't have any of it really on my personal website that is geared more toward teachers. But because of technology reasons, my blog there is for teachers, and it would be very hard to have a separate blog for children's writers. So I'm trying to work out what I want to share where and how to make it work. And then the third area is I'm still thinking about Patreon and whether I want to give it a try. And if so, you know, what kind of things would I offer for people who wanted to support my efforts either in poetry or in sharing information with children's writers for a couple bucks a month. So I feel like I just need some headspace to think about all these things. So I don't know if I will get that this next week, but I'm hoping. Hope you are having a good writer's week. And if you have a question, you can always contact me through my website at laurasalas.com. Thanks.